In a special collaboration between WUSF News and the Zest podcast, we're taking a closer look at honeybees. Florida is one of the country's top honey-producing states, and folks come up with some pretty tasty treats using the sticky stuff, as the Zest Dalia Cologne learned from Jennifer Smur. Smur owns Born and Bred Bakehouse, a popular Lakeland bakery that uses honey in many of its products.
It's really important for people to realize just about the importance of what bees provide for our culture from a standpoint of everything can't be readily available. And if we don't protect the society of bees or what they're producing and value honey and their life more, there's such an important part of what we think about not only our livelihood, but the food culture in the United States and beyond that revolve around these bees and revolve around slowing down and respecting things a little bit more. And I think that can only come from education.
Let's talk about the role that bees and honey play at Born and Bred. Tell me about some of your products that use honey. We think of sugar when it comes to baking, but there's a lot you can do with honey. So talk to me about some of the products you guys are making here today.
We use it as much as we can in breads. I love dressing something with honey, bringing out a flavor that you wouldn't necessarily think about with that ingredient alone. Taking orange blossom and then putting some cardamom pods, orange zest, a cinnamon stick, a little bit of lemon juice, and making this incredible syrup that you're like, I don't know why I've had honey before. I've had vanilla bean pastry cream, but having these things together is like, it's just like a party in my mouth. And so it's really fun utilizing it in different ways. We're making and testing pies for the Thanksgiving bakes that we have coming up. And yesterday we made this chocolate and pecan honey pie. And so it's like chocolate ganache base at the bottom. And then instead of using high fructose corn syrup or corn syrup of any sort, which we don't use in the bakery, we took honey and replaced that. And the flavor of the chocolate and the honey together, and even just the texture of the pecan pie layered on top of this ganache, like, I'm really hopeful that this makes our menu.
Oh, it's a party in your mouth.
It's a party in your
How
mouth.
Can you even work here?
Yeah.
Do you work out?
People ask this question often, like, what in the world? You're all skinny or you're all fit. How do you do this? And they don't think they realize just how different this type of baking is from maybe that norm that we think about with like cupcakes or cakes. It is very labor intense. It's long hours on your feet, heavy lifting, bending down, picking up bins with 50 pounds of flour or dough. So it's very labor intense. You stay busy.
Well, this is why people line up around the block on the weekend, because you've done all the hard work and then we get to reap the benefits. What's your favorite type of honey to bake with, and where do you all get the honey?
So we have a couple of different local purveyors that we use. They're smaller, so one's Miss Honeybee, and then the other one is like the grandparent of one of the girls who work here. Both established businesses, both that we trust. Often we're getting the orange blossom variety because that's very familiar in this area. But my personal favorite honey might be buckwheat. It's made from honey bees that are living off of the buckwheat plant, and it creates this very dark amber-colored honey. It's very rich. It's not for everyone, but this like carameled flavor that comes with it and this depth of earthiness is so unique that I think it's fun for someone to try it.
What's going on in the kitchen today, honey-wise?
We've got the honey lemon pie, which is a staple. 2 years ago when we first teamed up with the National Honey Board, we created this, and now it's been on the menu every single week since. It's really amazing. I think you just have to have it.